How do we grow in this virtue of hope? By making acts of trust in God. You know the difference between trust and confidence. We may trust sporadically, periodically, on again, off again. But when we have confidence, this is constant trust. And the way to grow in this constant trust in God is to keep telling Him, "My God, I hope in You. My Jesus, I trust in You." We should especially get into the habit of making acts of trust in God. The moment, don't wait 2 seconds, the moment some trial or difficulty or misunderstanding or whatever it is enters your life, immediately, it'll take only a split second to pronounce, at least mentally, the name Jesus. You're asking ourselves how we can grow in the supernatural virtue of hope. My third recommendation, resist discouragement like the plague. We must assume, otherwise you wouldn't be patiently listening, and I sure would not be happily speaking, unless our habitual intention was to do the will of God. Agreed? That's why we're here. Now listen. After years of counseling souls, you get to understand the evil spirit better than I had, say, even a year ago. Invariably, as sure as there is a devil, his favorite temptation with souls that want to serve God is discouragement. Let me repeat. The principal weapon in the devil's armory against souls that want to serve God is discouragement. And as you know, the devil can be very plausible, very persuasive. All kinds of pious grounds he will give you for being discouraged. Avoid worry. Avoid anxiety. Resist sadness. One of the Beatitudes that Christ gave us tells us, blessed are they who mourn, they shall be comforted. But nowhere did Christ say, blessed are the sad. Sadness is mourning out of control. Fourth recommendation. Daily examination of conscience. Again, I'm just sharing with you what over the years others have taught me. A priceless treasure of the spiritual life. The daily, for me, by rule, the twice daily examination of conscience. There should be a definite pattern. We're talking about growing in the virtue of hope. First, thank God for the graces you've received since the last examination. A sure way of buoying up, strengthening your hope. We need that. St. Ignatius tells us never to start an examination of conscience without first, hear it, first, seeing what graces God has given me and thanking Him. We need this. Second, honestly admit what you've done wrong. Now, people tell me they don't know what to examine their conscience on. Well, 15 minutes in conversation with any person I've ever met, allowing that person to do the talking, I could make their examination of conscience and their confession for them. Nothing is so revealing of our moral weakness as our speech. How blind we can be. But then thirdly, and for our purpose, most importantly, before you finish the examination of conscience, plan. Plan what you're going to do, and especially how you're going to do it. And we want to grow in our virtue of hope. We must act prudently, with foresight, anticipating. That's why, quite frankly, I've been lecturing on the virtue of hope for years. I didn't trust myself. I made sure that I had planned the conference that we are now having on the virtue of hope. finally. And we are to grow in this supernatural virtue. We must cultivate the habit of seeing God's providence in everything in our lives. And that means in everyone, everywhere, every when, every how. If we want to grow in the virtue of hope, we must see God in everyone and in everything. Why? Because as we see God's hand in what may seem to be trifles, when we see God's hand in the least detail of our daily lives, we will inevitably grow in that virtue which we especially need to sustain us through life, the virtue that sees God's grace everywhere in our lives, because nothing in our lives ever happens by chance. Lord Jesus, you told us to trust in God and trust in you. You reminded us that you have overcome the world and that we should not be afraid. But, dear Savior, we are afraid of ourselves. Strengthen our trust in you so that, remaining firm in our hope on earth, we may enter heaven, reserved only for those who have trusted to the end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.